Hundreds of Chinese customers rushed to branches of a bank in New York and Philadelphia's Chinatowns today to withdraw cash and the contents of their safety deposit boxes. They were driven by rumors after the bank said a former manager was being investigated for what it called account irregularity. The bank tried to assure customers that their money and their belongings were safe, but that didn't convince many. NPR's Robert Smith is in New York outside the Canal Street branch of the Abacus Federal Savings Bank. Robert, the bank branch just closed for the day, but what's been going on earlier?
Well, I can tell you right now the bank managers have a huge relieved look on their face as you look through the windows because it's been pretty crazy for the last couple of days. It's sort of been a classic mob scene that you see from newsreels or from a Frank Capra film of a run on a bank. Yesterday, there was crowds pressing against the door, trying to get in, trying to withdraw their money. There's still withdrawal slips all over the floor in there. Today, it was a little more calm. There were lines that went down the block, and the police were here making sure everything was orderly. But people still had the same impulse. They wanted to get their money out of this bank, even though they were told that the money was safe.
And this was for because a single manager was being investigated for account irregularity. Is that principally what fueled this?
Yeah, there were reports in Chinese newspapers and television and radio of this manager who may or may not have embezzled money but has been fired, and they're investigating her right now. And what happened is Monday morning, a bunch of people came to the bank to withdraw their savings, and there was a line outside the bank, and as people saw the line, more people joined the line, and as the line got bigger and bigger, they occasionally had to close the doors to keep people from rushing into the bank, and that caused more of a panic, and it was sort of that classic, everybody wanted to get their money out, even though they were told over and over again that there was no problems with the bank, that the bank was safe. You know, I talked to one person who said they understood it, but they really didn't want to take any chances.
These scenes are quite unusual. They don't happen often, but when they do, the federal government or the FDIC will step in and close the bank down. How did the bank handle this in this case?
Well, first of all, they just tried to tell everyone that their money is safe. The federal regulators say the bank is in no danger whatsoever of closing, and even if it did, the accounts are federally insured, and they're just really at this point trying to get that information out. They've shipped more money to this bank. They're giving people all the money they want to withdraw. They're letting them take their safety deposit boxes out. And so really, they're just hoping that after a time, people will see that there was really no danger here. The manager of the bank said that, you know, he was speculating here, but he said that many of the people who bank here could be illegal immigrants, might have worried about having to go to the federal government in order to ask for their money back, and just thought that it would be easier to take out their money now than to try and deal with a federal insurance system.
All right, Robert, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Robert Smith in New York.